This is the Midday Market Podcast for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. Brian, what are we seeing taking place in the grains today here on a WASD report day?
Sure. So we're seeing, looks like general consolidation, corn off a penny in the front month, May, steady on the back months, beans off 78. Again, expectation is that you might see ample inventories, both domestically and worldwide. And the bean market technically has looked a little soft. Wheat prices trading about a nickel over there in Chicago, Kansas City off about the same. But I also want to point out that if you kind of look at the weather maps, you can start to make some argument that the guys in the Southwest in the hard red winter wheat belt certainly could get into a general drier pattern. That might have a little more impact here in the days ahead as wheat prices on new crop Kansas City continue to I'm going to say try and edge upward, but they're running into some resistance. They're currently around the 590 mark there. Chicago wheat, though, same thing there, too. Pretty volatile as of late, but ran into resistance around 585, currently trading around 565 mark.
And then, Brian, once we get past this WASD report, it does seem like we then immediately transition to fully focusing on planting and kind of what's happening with the planting numbers and where we're at here in the spring, isn't it?
Yep, that's exactly it. And so what we want to look at here is just, when we look big picture at things, we want to look at, well, is weather going to be impactful or not? Boy, it's off early in the year to kind of draw any conclusion. And I know it's what we do and what we look at. Just looking real quick at what appears to be the kind of what I call the flash on the USDA report here. So just want to take a look here. Projected carryout for U.S. corn in April, 2.122 billion bushels. Mark, the average estimate was 2.105, so I'd call that neutral, but someone might call that slightly negative. Still 50 million bushels lower than the March estimate. Wheat came in at 340, average estimate 319. That's a little bit negative for wheat. Let me straighten out. That's soybeans, 340 million, average estimate was 319. March was 315, but in wheat, 697. 685 was the pre-report estimate. So both the bean and wheat carryout and corn as well come in just a little bit higher than the expectations. I'd probably call all of those close enough and neutral, but slightly maybe bearish there. All focus looking at southern hemisphere crops. Argentine corn, 55 million metric tons. The average estimate, 55.3, neutral there. Last month was 56. And then in soybeans or in corn in Brazil, 124, average estimate is 122. Last month, 124, so no downgrade. There was some talk that drier weather might downgrade that crop. And then lastly, in soybeans, 50 million out of Argentina. That was as expected. Brazil, 155. The average estimate, 151.7. So USDA keeping that number unchanged from March.
Let's flip over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. What's happening there today?
So we've got generally softer in the live cattle, 32 to 77, lower at present. So not a lot lower, but lower. Still concerns over avian bird flu continuing to surface and just keep the, I think, a perceptive view of that somewhat negative. Feeder cattle off about a dollar. Hogs trying to hold or rebound a little bit after a drumming yesterday, anywhere from down 40 to up 62. Milk market, another rough day there. Had some good volatile higher push the other day, and now anywhere from 35 to 42 lower today, taking back some of those sharp gains that we saw just three sessions ago on better cheese prices and bird flu concerns. And yet, despite now in seven herds or seven states, it doesn't seem the market is overly concerned about it on a big picture perspective.
Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing, our guest here at Midday. Brian, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Give us a phone call, Mark, 800-334-9779.
Thanks so much, Brian. Have a great rest of your week, and we'll speak again soon.
Yes, sir. Much appreciated. Thank you. You as well.
That was Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. It's time now for a check of the Midday numbers. At midday, May corn is down 1.5 at 432 and 3 quarters. May soybeans down 8 and 3 quarters at 1156 even. May soybean meal up $1.30 at $3.32.20. May soybean oil down $1.51 at $46.09. Chicago wheat down 6 3/4 at 551 3/4. Minneapolis wheat down 6.5 at 645 1/4. Kansas City hard red wheat down 6 3/4 at 587 3/4. And May oats up 6 1/4 at 344 even. On the Merck, April live cattle down 12 cents at 178.95. April feeder cattle down 42 cents at 237.85. May lean hogs up 97 cents at 97.52. May pork cutout down 45 cents at 104.42. And Class 3 milk down 12 cents at 15.44. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.